B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
It is 5:04. Mike Missinelli Show, 5 o'clock hour, is brought to us, of course, by the great people at Guided Door and Window. Take advantage of their big year-end sale right now. You're going to get 40% off all windows and doors until December 31st. Call 1-877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. All right, now I'm racking my brain. I'm pretty sure that Zach Wheeler will be the hardest throwing starting pitcher in franchise history.
Yeah.
I can't think of another guy. Now, they've had a couple guys that threw 100. They were relief pitchers. Billy Wagner.
Yeah.
That other goof that they had recently. Antonio Bastardo got close to 100. Ken Giles.
Yeah.
Threw 100.
He threw hard in, what you call it, threw hard before he got hurt last year. The closer.
Bastardo. Yeah.
No.
Oh, what closer?
Well, he was the eighth inning. He was closer 2 years ago. The young guy. Why am I blanking on his name? He got it up there in round 98 a couple times.
Oh. What young guy?
Latin guy. I'm just blanking on his name.
All right.
Boone will have it.
Not Bastardo. Not Antonio Bastardo. I meant Sir Anthony Dominguez.
He heated it up.
Sir Anthony Dominguez.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're the only guys I can think of. No starting pitcher. Who was the hardest throwing starting pitcher they ever had? Schilling at 95?
Probably. He's in like the modern time. Because I don't remember the 80 team. None of those guys threw really hard, right? Any of those guys, the starters on the 80 team was Carlton. What did he get it up to?
He wasn't a 100 guy. He's 95.
All right, and then 93, none of those guys, it was just Schilling. Mulholland and all those other guys, they didn't hear
that. What a thrill that is to have a guy can blow you away, you know, as a starter. Just
consistent.
Here comes the fastball, and you can't catch up to it.
He had the fourth best exit velocity with four and two soft throwers who didn't. So you consider it, he's throwing it hard and heavy. Because sometimes those guys, it comes hard and they crush it. He doesn't get crushed like some of these other guys.
Well,
I think he's going to actually be better here than he was with the Mets.
I like it. I mean, listen, he has to stay healthy. He hurt his entire career. Vincent on a cell. Vincent, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, buddy? Vincent, not there. Let's go to Jerome in Sicklerville. Jerome. Hello, Jerome. Well, he's got a sickly phone, too, it looks like. So now we get to John in Newcastle. John!
I'm here, man.
All right, we got you, buddy.
I just rolled through three.
Two bad lines, and you're on.
I'm pretty pumped, Mike, about the Wheeler thing. We have a big wedding in our family this weekend at Kings Mills there in PA, and my nephew is a big Mets fan. My brother-in-law's from Long Island. So during the season, I kept telling my brother-in-law, I said, you watch, Wheeler's going to be in Philly next year.
Yeah, I was kind of thinking the same thing. He seemed the most logical, the guy that they would pursue.
Yeah, I knew he was going to be free agent. I knew they wouldn't sign him. And so we've been texting back and forth all day now. He's all zinged that, you know, he's trying to downplay how good he is. But I tell you what, I like your idea. You got Boom, Didi, Scotty at second. And we got Bryce and Kutch in the corners. We got Hoskins and JT. I tell you, I got a center fielder for us, Mike. It's a guy you kind of like a little bit, and I like a little
Pilar.
Bit. They non-tendered him, Mike.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, we talked about him a little earlier in the show. I saw where he's a free agent.
He's perfect. They could probably get him for $6 million a year for a couple
of
years.
The only thing is, with Hazley there, they may have a situation where they can platoon center fielders, but I don't know that platooning center fielders is a good thing, because then you got to worry about a batting order that's disjointed all the time. So I don't know what they're going to do there.
The only thing about the pitcher staff, I like Howard as a five. Arrieta is no better than four now. You got Nolan Wheeler. They need someone to slot in there, 2-3.
Yeah, right? they need one more guy.
They need one more guy.
Yep.
And my only quick Eagles comment is, I'm looking at the Ron Rivera fire, and I'm thinking Ron Rivera's on top of the world in 2015. They go 15-1. They go to the Super Bowl. Here he is 4 years later. He's gone. And I wonder if Doug is going to, like, follow a similar path.
Yeah, but Doug won it.
Yeah, I know what you mean, but if Doug has another bad year next year, he's kind of
I agree with you, but he has to have another bad year next year.
He'll get that other year.
People are talking about zipping him now if they.
He's got immunity for at least into next year.
All right, let me give you a general knowledge question. We're in a general knowledge category. Right. What type of doors did the DeLorean in the movie Back to the Future have? What kind of doors? What were they called?
Oh my God! I mean, I know they kind of the doors that open straight up.
I'm doing it on TV here.
Oh my God!
What were they called?
Got me.
They were called Gullwing doors. Gullwing. They opened like that. Did you know that? Called Gullwing doors.
I thought they were butterfly doors.
Called Gullwing doors.
Oh, they are.
Yeah. Vince, back with us. Vince, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Thank you for waiting for me to hear you. I'm kind of old.
That's all right, Vince. It was your phone line. It wasn't you.
Okay. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Vince.
Okay, I'm going to give Jim Schwartz a pass on losing the game. Why? Because he did beat the Green Bay Packers and the Rams. And I have an anomaly theory that it won't happen again. He just happened to run into a quarterback who I think he's been around to several teams, and he carries his own information about coaches. And unfortunately for us, and fortunate for him, I think he's 0-5 against Jim Schwartz is 0-5 against
4-4.
0-4.
Yeah.
So he knows the about the bend and not break a form of defense. And unfortunately, or fortunate for us, only reason why we won the Super Bowl, they were looking at the amount of yards that Brady was throwing, and they said, man, if we would throw 500 yards, we can't lose. And unfortunately, that theory didn't work.
Well, Vince, let me ask you this question regarding Schwartz. If Schwartz knows how that quarterback attacks him, why doesn't he do something different?
Oh, because he's a scheme man, and my scheme always works.
You're telling me you're taking him off the hook. If he doesn't make adjustments, then you got to put him back on the hook.
Okay, then he's on the hook.
Would you like a general knowledge question, Vince?
I don't think you make them for like elementary school people.
Were you an elementary school person?
I think I'm in there.
Well, do you know your movies?
Yeah, but I didn't even get the DeLorean question, so I know I'm not
going to. Oh, that's all right. I'm getting some movie question. This is the last line of a movie. You think you're up for the challenge?
Of course.
All right, here we go. 1991 movie. I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner.
I know who that is. That's my man. Oh my goodness. I can tell you about the movie. He's vicious. They have him tied up.
Yeah, you're right. You gotta give me the name of the movie though, Holmes.
Oh man. You won't be here the next year.
Oh, so close and yet so far away. The Silence of the Lambs. Let's go. Jerome in Sicklerville's back. Now, Jerome, what's up?
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
Good.
You've had a couple weeks to look at your guy, Whiteside, and then you got Ward out there. He's caught a couple of touchdowns. Maybe they might even encourage him to run down about 20, 30 yards and see what happens. What do you think?
I think he stinks.
Come on, Mike. At least he caught the ball.
He makes catches not in patterns. He makes catches when, like, the play's broken down and, you know, they throw it up and he catches it. There's nothing scientific about with the way he's catching the pass.
If we're going to know for sure, don't you think at least sit him down there and see what happens a few times? I mean,
well, they're playing him. Well, what do you want? What else do you want? They're playing him.
Well, you got to sit him down the field. Stop throwing 6-yard passes. To
He can't beat you down the field. What do you mean, send him down the field? He's not a speedster.
I don't know.
He's just a bigger receiver. He can't get down the field.
Okay, we'll see. Maybe it'll surprise everybody. It would be nice, right?
Yeah, people that are slow don't surprise you, but running fast.
What do you think about Ward?
He's all right. He's a practice.
He's supposed to have speed, right?
He's a practice SWAT player. What are you trying to squeeze? Lemon juice out of rocks here? Come on.
Coming out of somewhere, catching the ball.
Come on, Jerome. Well, you know about these guys. They have limitations, both of them.
We'll see. One of them might turn out to be a Hall of Famer. We don't know.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure neither of them are going to turn out to be Hall of Famers.
Okay.
All right. Now, would you like a general knowledge question? NBA descriptions by Wikipedia?
Sure.
I'm going to give you a Wikipedia description of a player. Along with Spurs teammates Tim Duncan and Tony Parker, he was known as one of the Big Three.
Ginobili?
Correct! Jerome. Monster pull by Jerome. Kyle in Delaware. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Kyle.
Hey, Mike. What's going on?
What's up, Kyle?
Hey, first thing I want to say, you and Nat are killing it on Philly Feud, man. I love it.
Awesome. Tonight we're taping some. This is a big one tonight. We got the callers versus the hosts.
I can't wait to see that one. That's going to be a blast.
That is going to be a blast. And we have to keep the result under undercover for a long time.
Yeah, that's going to be tough.
That is going to be tough.
Yeah, I'm expecting the 97.5 crew to wipe the floor with the callers.
Well, we should. They're a minus 400 favorite.
Yeah, I'd take that minus 400.
Yep.
Well, want to talk about the Eagles. I'm with you with Doug Peterson. At least getting one more year. I think Frank Reich gets way too much credit for what he did in 2017. They act like Doug Peterson did absolutely nothing for that Super Bowl run. And I'm just tired of the Frank Reich talk.
I'm kind of tired of it, too, to be honest with you. Now, that doesn't mean that he didn't have an impact, but I can't imagine that. You see, it destroys my faith in the head coach if the only way he's a head coach is to have Frank Reich hit there. Like, well, how am I supposed to feel about that?
I think the same thing. And it's like, I don't think 2017 was a one-off year, too, because, I mean, they went to the playoffs last year and got a playoff victory. And, you know, this year has just been a total letdown of a year. But he deserves at least one more year, for sure.
All right, man. You ready for a general knowledge question?
Yes, sir.
President's first names.
All right.
All right. If I give you the president, the last name was Hayes. What do you got?
I got another. William?
That's incorrect. It's Elvin Hayes. No, it's Rutherford B. Hayes.
Where have the Rutherfords gone?
Rutherford B. Hayes.
Maybe if I have a son, I name him Rutherford. But I don't know what
his distinguished name. 19th president of the United States. He was governor of Ohio. Staunch abolitionist, defended refugee slaves in court proceedings.
Now look at that. Rutherford.
That's a good name. I like that name.
Rutherford B. Hayes.
That name could make
his
that
middle
could
name
make a comeback.
Is Burchard.
That name's gone.
Rutherford Burchard Hayes.
Yeah, don't need that. But Rutherford.
Very stately name.
Somebody out there who's knocked up. Rutherford. My suggestion.
Huh?
For their kid.
Rutherford.
I want people to somebody
that's
name their
knocked
kid.
Up.
So I know.
Yeah. What
do you mean by that?
Well, somebody
who's expecting a little bundle of joy.
Yeah. There's a difference between being knocked up and being pregnant. Like, what are you suggesting here? Are you suggesting
thing?
A bastardo?
Perhaps.
Pardonnez-moi?
I think the only way Rutherford happens is if it's not by committee. You have to decide that on your own. Because I don't think if you go, hey, honey, what do you think about Rutherford as a name? I think that's a hard no.
Dude.
So the only people that can say that is a person who does that on their own.
Sometimes you lose me, man. I don't know where you're going with that rationale.
Oh, yeah, Natalie.
What?
Okay, let's say you were having a child. I'm sure you have names picked out. Is Rutherford?
Now, let's say you're knocked up.
If she's knocked up, she might be able to just go Rutherford. The husband's not going to go for that. He's going to want to go for Skippy Julian.
Why would she go Rutherford in the first place?
I'm suggesting it. I'm trying to make Rutherford come back. That's a name that should come back. Some of these presidential names should come back.
It's very stately.
That's what I mean.
It is.
So now you take the stain off the kid by providing with a Rutherford. He shows up to kindergarten as the most mature kid. because sometimes the name dictates. Like, there's no poor Thurstons. You will never find a homeless Thurston. Doesn't exist.
I gotta get out of this combo.
Provides certain gifts.
Stature?
Right. Rutherford, that kid's going to be valedictorian.
I don't
know. I always thought that.
Rags to riches.
Like Blanche.
Blair.
Let me get to David on his cell. David, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. David.
Oh, man, I could listen to that stuff all day. Hey, Mike, great show. I got an hour and a half ride home from a client, and you make it seem like a lot shorter than it might otherwise be.
Thanks, bud. I appreciate it. That's why we're here, just to make time pass more freely.
Very cool. People. Well, you're doing a little better than that.
Yes.
So I want to talk about the Sixers. I'm not a basketball expert. I got psyched in the offseason hearing how Milwaukee and Boston and Toronto all lost players while the Sixers might have tightened their team up, and it's obviously not shaking out that way. So three quick observations, which I may be way off on, so before you beat me up, just one on defense. To me, it seems like they're not communicating very well. They're not switching. They're way too easy. It's way too easy to drive the lane on them and to find a wide-open three defensively.
Tyrone, hold on a second. Tyrone, what's their rank defensively right now? Sixers.
They're third in the NBA, first since November 3rd.
Third in the NBA, bro.
I hear you, and that's why I wanted to wait. I wanted you to wait to beat me up, because a lot of this is born out of the Toronto game, where it seemed like they exploited some of these weaknesses pretty easily. And the Sixers aren't doing the same. Like, they're not spacing the floor and driving the lane. It seems like they're settling for three-point shots with, like, 12, 14 seconds left on the clock, and they're not a good enough team to use it. To use that as a primary option.
That's not
true!
All right, so beat me up.
No, it's okay, because we have a tendency to make judgments that either too soon or because of one game that we see. And the Sixers' defense has been pretty steady all year. And this, that's what indicate that. Now, they haven't played together a great deal yet. So, you know, your point is well taken, that they are lagging behind some other teams that have gotten a better start. But that doesn't mean it's going to be forever that way. That's what I would say to you.
All right, fair enough. Then, you know, maybe I just needed a little cheering up, because it seems like there's... And really, you know, the goal is for them, it's different than some other teams. I mean, they have to make it to the finals, right? You know, so when I see them lose to Toronto the way they did, it's a little scary.
Yeah, all right. It's one game, though. It's one regular season game. That was the fourth game in like six nights or whatever it was.
I hear you.
I wasn't going to react to it. All right, cool. General knowledge question for you. General knowledge category.
Well, I'll tell you this, Mike, that if I'm Ben Simmons, general knowledge is my jump shot, but we'll give it a try.
All right, well, here's your general knowledge. What did Antonio Stradivari make?
All right. I want to say the violin.
That's correct. That's nicely done. The Stradivarius violin. You, and Tyrone, not happy that he got that question correctly.
No.
Not a fan of that caller.
No, just so we know, the Sixers also have more than 100 post-ups than the team second in the NBA
in
post-ups.
Yeah. See, here's the thing. We have a tendency to see Joel Embiid miss a three-pointer or try to put the ball on the floor from that area and get picked a couple times. We then, our brain goes, well, he does that too much. He's not posting up enough. Well, the fact is, the stats say that he leads the league in post-ups.
Right.
And the facts say that the defense is third in the NBA. So we, like, our mind plays tricks on us sometimes.
And the reason that is because a lot of teams barely post up at all. Like, the Sixers as a team, because Horford also post up, Ben also post up, and Tobias. They actually post up way more than other teams. And other teams are playing games in the 130s. So if the Sixers give up 110, they're shocked, but they don't give up 130 like some other teams.
The other thing that you have to factor in, and people don't, because they think that Joel Embiid is RoboCop. You can't, in this day and age, running 94 feet from position to position is a really hard thing to do. And players of that 280-pound ilk would like to save themselves accordingly so they can play the 35 minutes. So sometimes they'll, you know, it's impossible to maintain a 94 feet to 94 feet pace in this pace of a game.
Hence why Jokic from Denver, he doesn't post up often for the same reason.
Right.
Towns doesn't hardly ever post up. They're doing the same thing Embiid's doing, only even more because they post up less than he does.
Yeah. The tendency that we have people, well, he should post up every single possession, and it's not practical. All right, we'll take a break. We're back. More calls, more questions after this.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
97.5 The Fanatic. Today on The Fanatic.
Brought to you by Family Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Where you're more than a customer, you're family. Visit FamilyAutos.com.
Farzetta and Trey in the morning.
I think going into the game last night, it was a minus puck and a half for the Flyers. And then the Flyers in the last 10 minutes made everybody feel nice and cozy when it came to betting them as they continue this incredible, incredible hot streak that they are on right now.
Middays with Anthony Gargano.
And I don't know if I'm overboard. You can tell me. Am I going overboard with Flyers Sixers? Because I'm just like, I'm gaga over those two teams. And I don't know if it's part Eagles fallout, but I feel great about it.
Mike Missinelli Show.
Well, it's a big win last night. I'm watching the game. I'm going, uh-oh. Here goes that fluky goal. Off his rear end. Bounces in to tie the game. And then, boom! This team's got some charm going to it right now. They're young. They're aggressive. They're fast. They're in a really good spot. And all of a sudden, the league's got to pay attention to them.
Listen all day, every day to 97.5 The Fanatic.
The voice of the Philly sports fan.
Let's get our final Twitter poll numbers brought to us by Paul B. Moyer & Sons. If you're wondering what to get the family this year, or if you're a wife looking for a gift for the husband, can you beat this? The Husqvarna Automower from Paul B. Moyer & Sons. You're giving your husband the gift of freedom. Check out the Automower in person at the showroom of Paul B. Moyer & Sons in Doylestown, or you can see it online at paulbmoyer.com. Natalie.
Thanks, Mike. Over 1,200 votes on today's poll. Have the Flyers captured your attention this season? 71% say yes, 14% say no, and 15% have said not yet.
No, 29% are ambivalent, apparently.
Yes. That's another way to put it.
Yes. Alrighty. I thought of another Oscar.
Who?
You know, that South African murdering Blade Runner.
Oh.
Pistorius.
Oscar Pistorius.
Yes, a few of my Jewish friends have said Oscar Schindler.
Oscar Schindler mm-hmm. is a good one.
Mm-hmm. And Oscar Lindblom.
Oscar Lindblom.
But that, see, with the K, does it still count?
There's a famous boxer that Ali slayed named Oscar. Oscar Bonavena.
Oh. Was he the real Rocky?
No, that was Chuck Webner.
Oh, yeah, Chuck Webner getting...
Yes. Oscar Bonavina was from, I think, Argentina.
Oh.
What about Oscar Mayer?
Well, there you go. Oscar Mayer.
That's an excellent one. First name.
It's delicious meat.
Oscar Mayer with the Wienermobile. Daryl in Pottstown. What's up, Daryl?
Hey, first of all, I wanted to get in yesterday to tell Natalie I loved her hat.
Yeah, she rocks the beret pretty well.
Yeah, beret. That's
what yeah. And Carson Wentz is going to wear the beret after the Giants game.
Good. Hey, you know, I don't think that was a total fluke with the Super Bowl. I think everything, all the ingredients happened at the right time.
Okay. Well, then that might make it a fluke.
Well,
if all the ingredients came together at the right time, that's kind of fluky, isn't it?
No, a fluke is like luck. I don't think it was luck how the thing fell into place. With the combination of coaches, the talent that they acquired, like LeBlanc, just everything fell into place. I am disheartened with the coaches that they lost, and I agree with you. He should be able to stand on his own, but he just looked lost. When things aren't going well, he's like lost. And Schwartz, I'm a little concerned about him, how Kirk Cousins and Fitzpatrick can pick them apart with different teams. I mean, I would.
Yeah, but Brady and Russell Wilson did not. So well,
that's why I don't understand.
Well, it is weird that what happened Sunday was totally unexpected defensively. I don't get it either. There's no rhyme or reason or logical explanation for it.
Well, I think they just took them lightly. They're not going to say that.
Well, maybe they took them lightly and they had a 28-14 lead.
Well, you know, I still agree, and you're outnumbered, Mike, that your colleagues, Barrett Brooks and them, like they're saying about running the ball, and I get what
you're saying. Yeah, but they all, see, he's an offensive lineman. Westbrook's a running back. What do you think they're going to say?
Well, yeah, but it will keep that... Keep that hot quarterback off the field if you manage the clock.
Yeah, but again, we went over the circumstances of the game. When exactly were they supposed to run it? They had 28-14 lead, right? Miami came down and scored a touchdown. The next Eagle drive, they didn't need to run to move the football. They moved the football right down there, remember? They got to the 20-yard line.
Well, then it's defense. The defense.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. You can't just look at the disparity. The easy answer is, well, you should run the football more. But you got to look at the context of the game. All right. Yeah. You want a general knowledge question, bro? It's the last lines of movies. It's the last lines of movies. You should get this. 1985 movie. All right, it's in your wheelhouse, right?
Yeah.
1985 movie. I'm going to give you a hint. It featured what we call, in the acting circles, the Brat Pack. Here's the line. But what we found out is that each one of us is a brain and an athlete and a basket case, a princess, and a criminal. Does that answer your question? Sincerely yours, blank. The Brat Pack. Remember the Brat Pack?
Scarface.
Scarface. What?
That's a violation.
Oh my God.
Google me.
That's the Breakfast Club. Scarface.
Scarface.
Was there a princess and an athlete and a criminal and a jock?
There was a criminal.
Was there a jock?
Manolo might have played some little ball back in Cuba. There was a princess. Yeah. Havana.
Alvy.
Yeah. Frank Lopez. Maybe Frank Lopez was a hell of a soccer player. Frank Lopez.
I'm not getting in that thing. What's you talking about, baby? It's a Cadillac. It's a cream puff. Rich in Philly. Rich, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Rich.
Hey, Mike, what's going on?
What's up, Rich?
Nothing. So, what I was thinking the other day is I don't want anyone on the coaching staff that has gone 0-16 ever in their life, like Jim Schwartz. I can't take it.
You know, it's funny because Schwartz has had an up and down year, and there were times when we thought he was a decent defensive coordinator. I mean, they did a pretty good job in a few games there.
Yeah, he hasn't been dreadful his whole tender with the Eagles, but one thing I can't stand is like on a fourth and long or third and long when he does that prevent defense and he has the entire all the D-backs standing at the first down marker and they get a 15-yard run for a first down.
It's the sticks defense. Yeah, they rarely get a first down off the sticks defense.
It just looks all one. I just feel like it never works out. And also,
because maybe it did work out once, and our brain says it never works out.
Yeah, that's what you were saying earlier. Yeah. About the Joel Embiid thing. But, yeah. All right, so one last weird thing I want to say is there's a guy on the morning show that sounds like a Kmart version of you. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, I have no idea, but that's not nice.
That's a violation.
Yeah, that's not nice. Don't be ripping on people.
I like him. He's the reason I can listen to the morning show when I come in the morning.
Yeah, I have no idea what you're talking about. But would you like a general knowledge question?
Yeah, sure.
All right, this is NBA players by Wikipedia descriptions.
All right.
NBA players by Wikipedia descriptions. All right, let's go with this one here. He was left off the original Olympic Dream Team, possibly as a result of an alleged feud with Michael Jordan.
Was this Charles Barkley?
No, Charles is on the Dream Team, bro.
You lose!
That was Isaiah Thomas, that was. Not Charles. All right, Tyron, you want to get these?
Long way to end.
These are easy.
Try to.
Often plays significant minutes for the Warriors as an undersized center in their death lineup.
Oh, Draymond.
Draymond is correct. Went on a rant that included the word practice 14 times.
Oh, Iverson.
When he was 6, his father retired from the NBA and moved his family to Italy.
Oh, Kobe.
He was well known for slam dunking from the free throw line and slam dunk contest. Was the only player voted most valuable player in both the ABA and NBA.
Oh, Barkley. Julius.
Correct. He was known for his underhand free throw shooting technique, and at the time of his retirement in 1980, his 900 free throw percentage ranked first in NBA history.
Oh, Rick Barry, who no one likes.
Nicknamed the Claw.
Kawhi.
He and distant cousin Tracy McGrady formed the formidable 1-2 punch as teammates in Toronto.
Vince Carter.
Drafted with the first pick in the 2019 NBA draft.
Who's Zion.
After blocking a player's shot, he would move his right index finger at that player.
Ping pong pan.
Side to side. He went on to average a triple-double the following two seasons also.
Russell Wolf.
Russell Westbrook is correct. Attracted international attention for his befriending of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un.
That's that crazy Rodman.
Became notorious for his claim of having sexual relations with as many as 20,000 women.
Well, and I believe him.
It's impossible. It's impossible. Mathematically. Has gained notoriety for his ability to exploit league rules to run more efficiently, draw fouls. He's also the all-time leader in completed four-point plays.
Hard.
Nicely done. Swept the category. Coming up, sound off.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic. It's time for you to sound off.
You got a beef with me? What in the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number 5 will always love you.
Your chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Let's get going. Sound off.
All right, time for sound off. 600-771-9705 is the line for sound off. Call that line when you got something to say and leave us a message. And you may make it to the big show. Let's roll it.
This city doesn't win a lot of championships because we have a Rocky complex. That movie messed up our whole mentality. We love guys like Nick Foles, Jeff Garcia, TJ McConnell, and then we chase guys out of here like Ben Simmons and Carson Wentz, and we harp on them until they want to leave. We'll never win anything if we keep acting this way.
Come on, man. Who are we chasing away? Really? Name one guy we chased away.
Well, he's just half right.
What?
We do love people that aren't very good.
We do, but we're not chasing talented players away. We chase players away or we don't care about them anymore once they give up. We ain't going to chase talented players away. What does that mean? I never understood what that meant. Well, we run players out of town.
We can.
Who we run out of town?
Nobody.
The weather outside is frightful, but the Flyers are so delightful. 5th most points in the entire league, best team in the city. Let's go, Flyers!
I don't know if they're best team in the city yet, but hopefully they get into the playoffs, and it's a learning experience for them, and they continue to progress to the point where we can actually win their first cup in 73 years. Is it 73?
It has not been 73 years.
Oh, I'm sorry. I may be overestimated.
It was 1974.
Oh, all right. Isn't it? What's that math? 47?
45 years.
45. All right.
So, Doug, I'm looking at the NFC East, and I'm a little concerned because Giants are 2-9, which makes them a good football team, right? But the Redskins are 3-9. We're in trouble.
I don't know. Was that being facetious there?
He's taking a shot at Doug because Doug was the one who said Dolphins. That's a good football
team.
It's embarrassing.
You can't see. That's thinking your audience is stupid. And I hate when coaches do that. You know, I know you don't want to downgrade your opponent because that's not what you do anymore. People shake hands at the end of games. But you can't say that because then you're presuming that we're stupid.
I keep hearing, why are the Flyers why are they so successful this year? It's actually pretty simple. They're keeping the puck out of the net, great goaltending, and their defense is solid. It's all it takes. They haven't had it in 5 years. Puck is staying out of the net. It's an easy recipe for success.
They're not a defensive team, though. They press you. You know, they try to make plays with the puck.
Yeah.
You know, they gain the line. As they say in hockey.
And then they're
always gaining that line.
Mm-hmm.
And then they get like an advantage to get a good shot on net.
Here's why I don't like the poll question and the whole discussion about whether the 2017 Super Bowl championship and the season were a fluke. Total BS. All of these Super Bowls and seasons have weird flukes to it. That season was fantastic by the Eagles. No fluke. We did everything. Yeah, things fall in the right place. Yeah, so did the tuck rule.
Yeah, but then you got to relate it to what's going on now. Like, if that wasn't a fluke, then they should be better this year, right? The coach should have more reliability and that he knows what he's doing. But we're not getting that impression right now. So it causes us to sit back and ask the question.
Mike, everybody's ripping Peterson. No, it's Alec Rowe. How the hell does receivers run 2 and 3 yard route every single time? What are we gaining with those routes? We're gaining nothing. It's not the receiver's fault. They're doing what they're told. It's all about the offensive coordinator and making changes. And I don't even want to talk about the defense. It's so bad. It's awful.
Yeah, I disagree with you on all fronts there. And it's not Al Groh. It was his father. But Mike Groh, I don't think, is calling the plays. And so the guy that's calling for the shirt patterns is the guy who's actually calling the actual play. And that happens to be the head coach.
If I have to blame anybody, it has to be Jim Schwartz. That defense was terrible. I mean, you can score 31 points, and you can't stop the Miami Dolphins from scoring 30. And I don't blame Ronald Darby either. He was on that receiver. You, as a defensive coordinator, got to, you know, take a scene against a receiver like that.
I agree with you that Jim Schwartz is to blame. That they let one guy beat him and they didn't do anything about it. We talked to Jaworski about that, how he could have gone double high safety in a situation like that, and he refused to do it.
Zach Wheeler for $100 million? Are you kidding me? He's going to be the next Matt Ryan of the Atlanta Falcons. You're going to love him so much, and he's going to be so inconsistent. He's going to suck. He's never going to make a good Phillies pitcher. He's a 3 at best.
What? How do you complain about them adding a guy who's a reliable, high-velocity pitcher? Like, I don't understand. Like, what's wrong with that? What do you care? Is a cent coming out of your pocket? They got the guy for less than $20 million a year in a day where starting pitchers make 25 and up. 23, whatever.
This fan base is ludicrous. People have the nerve to say Carson Wentz won the Super Bowl. He was 11-2 that year. Things were rolling. Everyone wants Foles as a starter. Really? How is he doing in Jacksonville? How'd he do in St. Louis? He stinks!
How's everyone doing?
Well, listen, he didn't stink. He played well for the Eagles. But you're right. They forget about the fact that Carson Wentz was having an MVP year up into that situation. Close it down.
That's the best of the best today of Sound Off. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com.
Got an OPD?
I don't like them.
What are the limits?
Because I don't like
them. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound off gets off.
See you later.
All right, that was Sound Off. Our grand prize winner today, Andrew from Phoenixville. Congratulations to Andrew. He wins the $100 gift card at Jasper's Westside Bar. He wins a pair of tickets to see the Doobie Brothers. He wins the Hearst Snack Truck. Congratulations. And our Hearst Snack Truck other winners, Gene from Doylestown, Jake on the cell, Jerome from Sicklerville. Congrats to everybody. Coming up, the Ron Jaworski Show is live from Ramblewood Country Club. Stay tuned to NBC Sports Philadelphia for Quick Slants. Everybody, have a great rest of the night. Talk to you tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.